Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Let's go let's Minocqua, as they say. Crystal Westfall is the president and CEO of the Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau. You may have heard commercials about them the last couple of weeks. Our Best of the Midwest takes a closer look now. Hi, Crystal. You're on WGN. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Thanks for having me, John.
I've heard that phrase a lot on the radio lately, Let's Minocqua. Is that something you guys have been saying for a while?
We have. Well, we rebranded during the pandemic. I would not say that was a good choice, but we're getting the word out now. Of course, we have so many things to do up here, and, you know, let's go biking, let's go boating, let's Minocqua.
I like it. I think that works. Whatever, because if you don't know what Minocqua is, it makes you wonder, what is Minocqua and how do I do it? So, first of all, where is it? Where is Minocqua, Wisconsin?
Well, we're about 6 hours, 5-6 hours north of Chicago, depending on how fast you drive. So we're actually the first stop and go light you hit off of Highway 51 if you're coming north, as we say up here in the Midwest. But we're really kind of right in the heart of the Lake District here in northern Wisconsin. We have so much going on.
Describe the Lake District. I've read about it, but tell us about all of those little lakes you have up there.
Of course. Well, we've been a popular vacation destination since the logging era. They came up here, logged, and said, whoa, there's a ton of water. So we've got about 2,300 lakes, rivers, and streams. Basically, any body of water that you like to play on and what you like to do, we got something for you. But we are really in the Northern Highland American Legion State Forest. The Northern Highlands is where we are. We are like a catch basin, if you will. We catch all of the water, makes it crystal and beautiful blue. It's almost like you're in the tropics on some of our lakes. It's a wonderful place to be.
I've read that it's the largest, or one of them, largest concentrations of freshwater lakes in the world. I think of Minnesota as the lake state, but northern Wisconsin has all these dots of fresh water, and it's crystal clear, isn't it?
It is. It's beautiful. Yeah, the northern part of Minnesota is very similar to the northern part of Wisconsin. So, yeah, we've got it all going on here, fishing, swimming, paddling, boating. We've got every water type of species of fish for you to fish for. That's great.
What's the weather like up there in the summer?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, nice and cool in the evening, so you can wear a light shirt, a long sleeve shirt. So great for campfires. Beautiful 70s, 80s in the heat of the summer. Sometimes we hit 90s, but that's kind of few and far between. We are really just a very temperate area. It's beautiful for all kinds of sporting activities.
So am I camping when I go up there, or where do I stay? What do I do?
You absolutely can go camping, but we've got a wonderful list of amenities. We've got different types of resorts. A lot of people think of us as like the great outdoors. If you've seen that old movie, we've got resorts like that that are kind of full amenities, all the things you want right there. You can have your kayaks and your canoes and be on the lake. But then we've also got, you know, cabins and cottages, B&Bs, vacation homes, hotels, motels, campgrounds galore for all different types of camping. The world is your oyster when you come here. We've got a little bit of everything for everyone.
I don't know that this phenomenon has hit up there. It sounds like maybe you don't need it, but there's this thing called glamping, which is kind of luxurious camping. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. I would say that we don't have a glamping space quite yet, but I would see one on the horizon.
Or maybe not. I mean, really, if you're going to go up there and get close to nature, get close to nature. And that's what it sounds like. So describe for me the trails, the hiking up there.
Yeah, so we've got over 600 miles of hiking, biking, and other outdoor activity trails. There's so many, and they're kind of spread out all over. So We have fully accessible trails that are actually paved through the woods, both for hiking and also for biking. We have the Heart of Vilas Trail that's here in the north. But then we've got some really rugged trails. If you like to get out and really kind of, you know, get with nature, we've got those for you as well, and kind of everything in between. But because we're also so dense in water, we also have trails for paddling, trails for kayaking. So we've got a whole variety here.
I'm just reading some of the texts that are coming
in.
Minocqua Brewing Company is amazing, John. It's a must stop. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Yeah, we've got beautiful breweries and distilleries up here. There's a ton of nightlife for folks that want to get out and see some concerts and those types of venues. But really, we've got just about, like I said, we've just got about everything for you. It just depends on what you're looking for.
Is Minocqua a town or is it an area? Like, where do I go when I go to Minocqua?
That is a great question. We are a township, but we have multiple towns kind of all kind of spread along Highway 51. So once you hit us, you're really going to start seeing businesses south of us in a town called Hazelhurst. But really the heart of Minocqua is the island city. So you cross the bridge and you come to a beautiful downtown district, and then you have to cross another bridge to kind of keep going north. So we do have a nice area here for you to experience all different types of businesses.
Hey, John Williams, in your segment about Minocqua, please ask about Minocqua Brewing. It's run by a progressive, enthusiastic guy named Kirk Bankstad. It's a great homegrown business. They make beer, hard seltzers, wine. They're delicious, sold in many Illinois retailers. Thank you. And another person said, hey, do they still have that Christmas store up there?
They do. Yes, the Christmas Chalet. Wonderful family-owned place, Stiegler Artworks Gallery and Gifts, and they have the Christmas Chalet there. I often buy all of my Christmas presents there for the year.
I suppose. ATVing and UTVing opportunities, I'm reading, are available there, and I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so if you are into all-terrain vehicles, those types of things that are four-wheel that, you know, you can ride around on. We've got trail systems in western Oneida County. Many of our towns are actually open to ATVs being on the roadways. Of course, not the highways, but all of the roadways are open and available so you can get to your trailhead just from your hotel.
I suppose I can rent boats, bicycles. I don't need to haul a bicycle up there, do I?
Oh, my gosh, not at all. No, and you know this new phenomena of e-bikes?
Yeah,
they're pretty big up here. So we have the Bearskin Trail right out of Minocqua here. But boy, we've got so many other opportunities like flow trails out in the woods for mountain bikers. We've got some more rugged trails if you really want to get into some mountain biking. And then we've got great roadways too, some wonderful back roads to be able to go and see wildlife and go for a bike ride.
I want to go to a clear, not huge, but a big enough, but I want boaters zipping around. I want to go to a good swimming lake, not a big one, but I want it to, like, where you can see 15 feet down. You got one of those for me?
Oh, of course we do. Clear Lake, right outside of Minocqua here, has a beautiful Clear Lake. Obviously, it's named for it. But even just here in town, if you wanted to go to Torpy Park and make it real simple, there's a beautiful beach and you can swim out. You can see right down and watch the fish swim around in the weeds below your toes.
Do you have festivals? Is there some event coming up on the calendar that I should plan accordingly?
There are festivals galore. I don't even know where I would start to talk about them. We do have a wonderful events page at our website to be able to check out. Every weekend has something going on. But we've got dragon boat festivals. We've got parades. We've got music events. Of course, our biggest one that kind of shuts down the town is in the fall. It's called Beef-a-rama. You can imagine we eat a lot of beef at that event, but it's a huge musical event that really showcases quirky Northwoods, event planning.
Wow. Okay. I was looking at the forecast, and it's going to be 88, 90 degrees here in the Chicago area.
Yeah.
In the next week or so, and it'll probably be cooler than that up there in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
You got it. Yeah, I would really help. It would really help for folks to plan ahead. We've got a lot of stuff going on. There's wonderful attractions. Folks can come in up and see, our second largest state park, second largest zoo in the state, Wildwood Wildlife Park. We've got Fred Shear's lumberjack shows. So great things to come in and experience and see. And then, of course, we've got the we call it the world's oldest. I know it's the nation's oldest amateur water ski show. They perform every week, so come on up.
Water ski show, zip lining through the woods, and more. It's all in Minocqua, Wisconsin. So, as they say, let's Minocqua, M-I-N-O-C-Q-U-A. Minocqua.org is the website for the Visitors Bureau. And if that sounds like fun, and it does, then click on there and make your plans for this summer or fall. Wow, Crystal, this is the first time you visited with us. I'm enthused. This sounds terrific. Well done.
Well, you should come up and visit too. We'll give you a full show here.
It sounds like everybody will get the full show. It sounds terrific.
You got it.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks so much, John.
Crystal Westfall is the president and CEO of the Let's Minocqua Visitors Bureau.